want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Hi from the Great American Southwest. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, and we're back with another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hey, I'd be remiss if I didn't offer a note of congratulations to my friend and colleague, the owner of this great network, John Stattmiller. I see he made a top 30 list on which patriot could be the who are the patriots who pose the greatest threat to the government? And John, Ron Paul, the familiar cast of characters made it. And Annie DeRiso, who we're going to be talking to in just a moment, sent me that article. Thank you, Annie. And I told her in a reply, congratulations to John for doing a bang-up job and getting that kind of notoriety. And I told her, we're not trying hard enough. We need to get on these lists. I need to put on some NRA bumper stickers. Maybe pull out some old Constitution Party stickers, put my libertarian decals up there, and I'll be right up there with John before you know it. Anyway, tonight we've got a really exciting show. At the bottom of the first hour, we have attorney and public accountant Michael Shaw on, and he's going to speak to us about the far-reaching implications of Agenda 21, and he does a wonderful job of giving us a holistic approach in which he ties together a lot of these different plans, which, in the end of the day, seek to subjugate each and every one of us. Well, as we do every Sunday, or almost every Sunday at this time, we're going to go to our news segment with our under-the-radar news correspondent, Annie DeRiso, who's joining us from Tennessee. Hi, Annie, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Dave, and I'm ready to go.
Well, it's great to hear your voice. You know, Annie, I should probably mention, is kind of a precursor to what we're going to go into here very quickly, is I also write for www.freedoms, that's with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, and I put up a rather controversial article on Arizona's new immigration law, and I just peeked at it before I came on the air, and boy, am I drawing a lot of fire, Annie. I've been called a bleeding heart liberal libertarian. I didn't know that those terms went together.
Well, I didn't know that's what you were.
Well, I didn't either, but just so the audience knows what we're talking about, this bill called Senate Bill 1070, it's not been assigned an ARS number yet. It was signed into law by the governor this past Friday, Governor Jan Brewer. And basically what it says, if an illegal is here, an illegal alien that is an undocumented migrant, that they can be jailed, charged with a crime, and kept incarcerated and or deported. And here's the problem with that. The problem with that notion, Annie, is that, first of all, even if we're able to round up all of Arizona's estimated 600,000 to 800,000 undocumented workers, and I think that's a low-end estimate, where are we going to find the jail space to house all these folks?
Ship them back across the border.
Well, yeah, exactly. But then on the other side of the coin, Annie, are we going to actually deport the parents of legal American citizens? I know they're frequently given the moniker anchor babies, but the fact is, under our laws, Annie, these people are citizens. So then let's say we deport two people who came here illegally, had children on American soil. What do? We cannot legally deport American citizens. So then who is going to bear the guardianship and the support of these abandoned children?
We have to stop the illegal immigration where it is right now.
I agree. Mass deportation has been done before in this country's history.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who know your American history, Andrew Jackson's Trail of Tears gave America really one of its darkest moments. And when we come back from the break, Annie, I want to explore this a little more with you, and then we'll get into the news that you've brought. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Annie and our Under the Radar news segment after these words.
I live my life like this.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back, and joining me on the Common Sense Show is our under-the-radar news correspondent, the lovely Annie DiRiso. And Annie, as we went into the break, I was talking about Senate Bill 1070, and you've known me for a long time. You know I don't take a soft stand on illegal immigration. And you also know that I've been in favor of placing soldiers at the border 3 feet apart, deporting the 100 Indians that are here, 100,000 Indians that are here, taking jobs from our engineers who they've overstayed their H-1 visas, deporting the 2 million Chinese that are here early, or I mean, are here not
early,
early have overstayed their visa, shall I say, and really the 2 million Europeans that are in the Northeast. You know my feelings about this, that we need to have people come in through the front door because there's something called Al-Qaeda. But for the life of me, Annie, I cannot in good conscience support legislation that will profile Hispanic American citizens. I mean, can you imagine, Annie, you're Hispanic, you're driving up to a DUI roadblock, and it's a paper please proposition, and you got to prove you're a citizen? If you're a passenger, you might have to prove you're a citizen. I mean, this
I know you've gone through that before.
Oh yeah, yes. When I a year ago January, I was coming back from Yuma, Arizona, on I-10, and the Border Patrol took myself and my Hispanic companion, who at that time was also my assistant coach and is also my friend, made us sit on the ground while the drug dogs went through my car. Yes, good job, Annie. That wasn't lost on you. And you know, I can't support anything that racially profiles so many of our citizens. And you notice the key word there is citizens. And but you know, this problem got out of control because the corporations wanted an endless supply of cheap labor. So let's get government to look the other way. And this is really where this problem came from. And it's not about one nationality. It's about those that I just mentioned and several more. But we do need to lock down the borders. I mean, there is the Al-Qaeda terrorist threat, if it does indeed exist. But assuming it does and taking our government at its word, shouldn't we be locking these people out of the country?
Well, most every other country protects their borders.
Well, yeah, try going the other way into Mexico. Enter there illegally. They throw mm-hmm. you in jail.
Yeah.
Most countries are just like Mexico. They throw you in jail. We need to have a reasonable immigration policy, but one that doesn't let this problem go on for a generation and then decide all of a sudden, well, we're going to split families, we're going to do forced deportations, we're going to racially profile Hispanic Americans. And don't give me that crap out there that that's not going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen, because it's happening right now under the America's toughest sheriff, Jor Arpaio, here in Maricopa County. The complaints from Hispanic Americans comes in by the hundreds of how they've been racially profiled. And aren't we better than that, Annie? Isn't this supposed to be America, and we're better than this?
Part of the planned obsolescence of the U.S., of freedom. It's planned.
Yes.
And it's just tootling right along as fast as it can possibly go.
Well, you know what's amazing? Let me tell the John McCain story, because he may be the most despicable politician in America, including Barack Obama. McCain was in our local paper here back in March saying he supported Napolitano's suspension of the funding of the virtual border fence. Then we had a rancher killed down here in a high-profile murder.
Uh-huh.
Down on the border, and it was done by an illegal alien. And all of a sudden now, John McCain, who's running for office, being the political prostitute that he is, the political streetwalker that he's always been, now is in the paper today saying restricting immigration and controlling our borders has to be our number one priority. What a corporate whore he has been. I have nothing but disgust and disdain for someone like John McCain. If you think we should have open borders, John, live with it. You know, he's the co-sponsor of CAFTA. He's trying to ram through this free trade area of the Americas agreement. And if you listen to experts like Frosty Woolridge and others, they claim that this is going to bring 100 million new immigrants to this country legally. Where in the world are we going to get the water? Where are we going to get the infrastructure to house all these people? The concrete to build the highways. It's going to be an ever-loving mess. Thank you, John McCain. And it's politicians like John McCain that have created this problem. I don't blame the people that crossed the border. Do you know, Andy, why 3 million of them are here? Because under John McCain's support for NAFTA, we bankrupted 3 million Mexican farmers. They came north of the border. Thank you, John McCain. Now, let's put blame where blame belongs here. And to go to an inhumane level to eradicate the issue is not the answer, because that puts us in the category of Mao, Hitler, and Stalin. If you start separating families and forcibly deporting people, I won't stand with you on that. If you want to close down the borders, make everyone come in here legally, yeah, I'm right there with you. Anyway, Annie, I'm pretty well done. I'm sure you've got a full board of news. If you want to read the editorial that I wrote on that, let me just mention it's up there on freedomsphoenix.com, and I'm drawing a lot of comment. Feel free to leave yours.
Well, my comment is that I feel like we are the Titanic, and everybody's jumping on board so that the ship sinks faster, and it's all by order of the New World Order, to bring us down to be a third world country, because we have too much power to suit them. Our people are too independent to suit them. So who knows how it's all going to come out in the wash, but I don't think it's going to be pretty. Well, here's a couple of stories.
Well, before you go on there, you're absolutely right. I don't want to gloss over that point. It's an excellent one. It's been said before, how many people from third world countries can you absorb until you are the third world country?
Right.
And this is the cost of not patrolling our borders and having reasonable immigration. And folks, this is coming from the son of an immigrant. So anyway, Annie, what's
on? We all are, pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm first generation on my father's side.
Well, here we go over across the pond to England, and they may be giving us another heads up on a couple of things that could happen here, because now they're getting ready to get rolling with satellite speed cams. I mean, for a long time, you know, we heard about satellites were able to read a dime, you know, the date on a dime or newspapers from space. Well, you know, and they've always denied it. So, but now I guess it's official because the Telegraph in London, they have an article. It's called New Speed Cameras Trap Motorists from Space. A spy satellite is being tested for tracking movement of automobiles and setting up speed traps from space. It's been developed by PIPS, P-I-P-S Technology. And now that's an American-owned company, and they have a base in Hampshire, England. The company said that the cameras enabled number plate capture in all weather conditions. Now, this is new, 24 hours a day in all weather conditions. They've always told us they couldn't do that. The development of speed cameras, it's raised concerns about state surveillance. They're going to be watched carefully, but they don't believe that there's anything sinister. It's just a natural evolution of the technology that's out there, the spokesman said. But the next thing you know, we'll have license numbers or some kind of an ID number painted on top of all of our cars and vehicles and trucks and whatever. Well, maybe we can track the ones coming over from Mexico that way. But, oh, no, they won't have to have them. But it's all for our own protection, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I just, you know, we have a big problem here in Arizona with these speed cameras. And we're trying to get rid of them. In fact, there's a proposition in November where we'll actually be voting on retaining or getting rid of these. But it sounds like the plan to do this is going global.
Yes, and I bet they're never taken out. What have you ever seen taken out once it got in? Nada. Nothing.
Yeah, you're probably right, Annie.
Taxes were ever taken back once they were put on.
Well, speaking of taxes, have you seen where there's noise coming out of the White House now to have a national sales tax, or excuse me, value-added tax?
The VAT tax.
Yes,
oh, yes.
And not only that, news is coming out about a global tax on banks, a global value-added tax. Have you been seeing this, Annie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right in line with what this camera issue is, more global control and loss of individual liberty.
Well, now England, now they're branded the least patriotic nation in Europe. I mean, they used to be the most patriotic, but why are they the least patriotic? Because its citizens are too scared to fly their flag. The English rate themselves the least patriotic nation in all of Europe. And almost half of their country said they've lost their identity in the face of European interference and political correctness. Scared English people say that they fear being branded racist if they fly the St. George flag. I mean, only 1 in 10 said they would fly the flag, and twice that number said they thought they would be told by authorities to take it down if they did. I mean, parades have been banned by local authorities because they were afraid they were going to cause trouble. And because the parades were branded as unhealthy and tribal. How do you like that word, tribal? Because last year, you know, the European map that was drawn up in Brussels, you know, that wiped England basically off the map altogether and, you know, replaced the country with a series of EU regions, you know, all that slicing that went up. The only thing they had to feel patriotism over anymore is a big sporting event. I mean, like the World Cup or the Olympics. I mean, we could see this coming here. I mean, a lot of different places, American flags have already been banned from flying. You know, some apartment buildings, you know, different parks and things. I mean, it's happening here. It doesn't get the press very much, but it's been happening for about 5 years.
It's not the press because they don't want to wake up the people to what's going on. Hang on, Annie. We'll be back right after a word from our sponsors.
Okay.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Everybody, thanks for staying with us. We're joined this half hour by our Under the Radar News correspondent, Annie DeRiso. And before we rejoin Annie, let me just remind you that we're having a pledge drive here at RBN, and anybody who'd like to donate can call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Make sure you call between the business hours of 10 to 6 Central, or you can go online to republicofbroadcasting.org and donate there with a credit card. And speaking of the republicbroadcasting.org, that's where you can always catch us if you're away from your favorite station, and you can catch this show and the other fine programming on the network by, again, going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking the Listen Live button. Annie, what else is up here as we squeeze it in as we head to the bottom of the hour?
Well, you know, I remember seeing this news report myself, and so now the film has finally surfaced after 15 years, you know, about the three bombs that were found at the Mira building. You know, mm-hmm. they found the first one blew up, you know, which a truck bomb couldn't do all that damage, and then they reported two more were found and were defused. It was never looked into. No one ever saw that film again. It was run live, and it's crazy. I mean, it's a total cover-up. The government lied. They know it, and we know they know it. I mean, they know we know it. Blah, blah, blah. And the guy who made the report, the terrorist expert, Dr. Randall Heather, he's never been seen on TV again. He can't be found on Google except in relation to that film clip. I mean, no testing was ever done there. The wreckage was removed, demolished, fenced in a landfill, buried. I mean, who knows what happened to the bombs? The the story was hushed up.
Well, that sounds a lot like 9/11, where they just the evidence disappeared. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good trial run, wasn't it?
The same
MO. And they even did it where there was a nursery. I mean, and all those FBI files disappeared. How convenient.
Mm-hmm. You know, I still recall watching our NBC affiliate here in Arizona the evening of the bombing in Oklahoma City, and they were doing an APB for a guy that fit McVeigh's description, and a Middle Eastern-looking man is John Doe, number two. And not only that,
the
NBC affiliate in Oklahoma City got a hold of some surveillance film a couple days before the bombing, and it had McVeigh meeting with some Middle Eastern men, and that ran on our local affiliate. That happened one day and one day only, and that evidence never resurfaced again. And I, quite frankly, probably wouldn't believe it, Annie, had I not seen those reports with my own eyes.
Yes, yes, same here. Well, anybody that wants to see that film, it's running on BrassCheckTV.com. So it's, I mean, they're so blatant. They don't even care if we know anymore.
That's because they have the door 90% shut.
Plausible deniability, control of the media.
If this country doesn't wake up soon, you know, Frosty Woolridge put that time frame last week at about 5 years. He said, if we don't wake up and start acting, we got about 5 years left in the form of life, government that we enjoy now. I don't know how much we enjoy our government now, but folks, if we don't do something and collectively act together, the dark days are going to be upon us before we know it. And these are not the dark days. It's going to get a lot worse before it can get better.
Well, there was a sheriff's office that says, people, arm yourselves. We can't protect you anymore. You know, and here in Arizona, this, what's the status on no permit carry on a weapon?
Right now, the
in
CCW,
Arizona?
Carry concealed weapons. Anybody in the state can carry.
Yeah.
Now, that might make drivers much more polite. You won't hear as much rude honking or one-fingered salutes on the highways, I'd be willing to bet.
Yeah, that's true.
But we also are on the verge of allowing educators to pack and carry on college campuses.
Well, there's pros and cons to all of this, everything that we've talked about tonight.
Well, if you look at
there's
Virginia Tech, I can understand. I know the guy that sponsored the legislation, Senator Jack Harper. Sorry, Jack, I'm voting against all incumbents, although I do like you. But he sponsored that particular bill with the idea that at least people would have a fighting chance if they were in a Virginia Tech situation.
Yeah.
But then I think we also need to look at the law of unintended consequences. You know, I'm for gun rights. I'm a Second Amendment advocate. But I don't know. How far do we let this go?
Well, it's going to get out of hand. And whether it's something like that that prompts it or not, I don't know. But I don't know. I just got this sneaky gut feeling that something is going to get out of hand. And I had rather be prepared than not prepared.
Annie, it has to be more than a sneaky feeling. How many guests have we had with impeccable credentials, good reputations, have basically told us all hell could break loose this summer and next fall?
Yes. Yes. Oh, and there's a new piece up on Half-Past Human that Cliff wrote, you know, the guy that does the Alta WebBot report.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty graphic, pretty strong language. But he pretty much tells it like it is. I think this is probably some things that he was seeing in the report that he didn't publish. So Half Past Human.
Give us a teaser there. What's he talking about?
War with Iran? Israel? Israeli mistake?
I wouldn't doubt it. Annie, I'm going to hold you over just for a minute so we can put a wrap on this segment properly. We'll be back also after the half hour here with attorney Michael Shaw as we talk about sustainability. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Annie in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're holding over Andy Griso for just a moment so we can put a wrap on that segment. Any final concluding words that you want to offer, or words of advice you'd like to offer for our listening audience?
Oh, wow.
Look at what you offered tonight. speed cameras from space.
Yeah.
That's enough right there, Annie. I mean, come on, where's the freedom going?
Where did the freedom go?
Yeah, exactly.
It's gone.
Exactly.
You know. Anyway, Cliff puts a date on or around November 8th for things to really get pretty crazy.
So he thinks the poop is going to hit the fan on November 8th?
Yes, now he's had dates before, and, you know, it's hard to decide what, you know, it really means when he gets these words out. But at least he comes back and he says, hey, you know, I was wrong about that. This is what it, you know, was really trying to tell us, because reading symbolic language is very, very hard.
Exactly.
But
so
if
people
want
to copy this, Annie, where do they have to go to see it?
They go to Half Past Human. H-A-L-F, Past, P-A-S-T, Human, H-U-M-A-N.
Okay. Halfpasthuman.org. And his newsletter is, what, $10? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
tell
about
Cliff,
61
tell Cliff he
pages.
Owes me one, okay, because we gave him a free plug on the air. Annie, as always, it was an exciting new segment, if not controversial, and we'll do it again next week.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dave.
Okay.
See y'all then,
Annie.
Bye-bye.
All right, Annie. Ladies and gentlemen, Annie DeRiso, our Under the Radar News correspondent. Well, for the balance of the show, we're going to be joined by Michael Shaw. And Michael Shaw is a licensed attorney and certified public accountant. He's made a career in real estate, having developed a multi-state chain of self-storage projects. He's the president of freedomadvocates.org, and I recommend that all of you, when you get a chance, go up there and take a look at that website. That's freedomadvocates.org. And he speaks on how sustainable development is designed to transform America. Aren't those the words that Barack Obama used during the campaign, transforming America? He is also the proprietor of Liberty Garden, a native plant oasis located on the central coast of California. And he's a litigant in cases against Santa Cruz, which is, I'm sure, tied to Agenda 21. We'll have to ask Michael about that. And Alameda County is in connection with the application of what he calls sustainable policy. So without further ado, let's go to California and welcome our special guest, Michael Shaw, to the air. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Wonderful to be here.
Okay. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday evening. Michael, hard to know where to start because Agenda 21 has such far-reaching implications, and I think your website does a marvelous job of pulling everything together. But if I could digress perhaps to a more minor point, maybe it's not so minor. On your website, you've mentioned something about restricted freedom of mobility as you sit for hours in gridlock traffic. Can you explain?
Well, we wrote that a number of years ago.
Yes.
And that was certainly happening then and has been happening in Santa Cruz for a long time. But I have an advantage living here in Santa Cruz because Santa Cruz is one of the four or five exploration plots for the globalist plan, now labeled as sustainable development, to be launched. So this was it was the laughingstock for decades around the country, but this was actually the seed bank for determining how to implement these globalist policies in local communities. Today, the experience of Santa Cruz is felt in every county in the country. And having road gridlock is certainly one of the consequences of implementing sustainable policy, because sustainable policy seeks to congregate all the people in one spot. The goal is to create walkable communities where people no longer need cars, where public transit is available for the limited transportation that people would require. Because you see, under sustainable development, we build these smart growth, so-called smart growth communities, where people are stacked and packed along public
Well, smart growth is really a key phrase, isn't it?
Smart growth is a very key phrase, and it goes with its cousin phrase, the Wildlands Network, which takes half of America and puts it off limits to human presence and off limits to resource extraction. So that's how the sustainable developers are able to use the green movement to advance their cause, which is really a political economic cause.
Well, tell me how private property is going to fit into sustainable development, or should I say the lack of private property rights?
Well, we could characterize sustainable development broadly with three objectives. The first is the step-by-step abolition of private property. That is key. That is core to the whole meaning of the United Nations and global governance. Sustainable development is the action plan developed at the UN, having been adopted by 178 nations around the world, including the United States. George Bush Sr. signed on behalf of the United States. So four presidents, two Democrats, two Republicans, have implemented Agenda 21 policies at the highest levels of federal government in such a way that now every state implements sustainable policies, and in fact every county does.
Well, how is private property being done away with? I'm familiar with the wetlands cases and the spotted owl that affected so many logging towns in the Northwest. But how else does this affect us?
Well, you could pick any example of any location you want around the country, and the tie could be made. But I'll just give some examples to illustrate to people so they can see it elsewhere and then begin to understand how it is being affected in their community. But if we go to the Northern Rockies, we see tremendous pressure in the western parts of Montana, northern Idaho, and eastern Washington. That's because this is an area that is labeled the Yukon, that's up in northern Canada, to Yucatan, that's down in southern Mexico, corridor. And so what is planned by the Green Movement is to take this corridor 2,000 miles long and create a wildland condition throughout those mountains, which ultimately means that people can't recreate there, they can't do anything there. And so when you go to Montana and you ask and you talk around and you find out what's happening in Montana, this is what you discover. There's a state that at one time had the sixth highest national per capita income. Today it's 49th. The reason for that is that all the natural resources, Montana is called the treasure state, because that's where America's treasures are, both above ground with forests and below ground with minerals and oil and all kinds of treasures. And what has happened in Montana and in this northern Rocky region is that landowners can do nothing. They can't cut their trees, they can't mine their mines. They can't recover mineral deposits or oil deposits. The land has been turned off limits to people, and the people in Montana are suffering. They are suffering a lot. Now, that's moving down the Rockies. I spoke last week in Denver, Colorado, and the people living on the western plains at the headlands for the whole plains moving to the Mississippi under massive pressure. Farmers can't farm and ranchers can't ranch, and requirements are just being bid up and loaded on all through the green movement until these people simply go out of business. The number of people in the ranching business today is a shadow of what it was 20 years ago. Families are being destroyed regularly here, there, and all around the country. I'll give a third example. It's an important one. That's Central California, the breadbasket of America. Now, in order to save a 2-inch smelt, the water that is collected in California through the central aqueduct process has been ordered by the courts to be shipped to the Pacific Ocean so that it can support a 2-inch smelt. As a consequence, most of the Central Valley lands now are dry. They are not farming. Our food production is being cut. And again, that ties right to the goals of sustainable development, which is to put our populations into these narrow smart growth centers, reduce our access to the resources that supply all of us with everything we have. And then ultimately, in the final round of sustainable development, it is to reduce population. This is in writing from the UN, to reduce our population by 85%. That is if we are to maintain an industrialized society around the world. Mm-hmm. If not, they'll allow a higher population, provided that all people live as peasants. This is in writing from the UN, part of the Agenda 21 protocol, and this is what is being adopted and implemented by our federal government at every cabinet level.
It's frightening. Let me return to the Colorado example you offered with forcing the farmers off their land by bankrupting them. How are they exactly doing that?
Well,
are you talking about the Pinyon Canyon people?
I'm not familiar with Pinyon Canyon. I know that south eastern Colorado is under massive pressure being applied by the Department of Army and the Department of Interior.
That's the case.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is just a large hunk of property that is being targeted for removal from private ownership. So you have examples like that. You have examples like in California where water rights are simply broken and denied to the overlying land user so that he's just squeezed out of business. But if you're in the cattle business, those processes have become, it's always adding a little more to the burden. One of the burdens today is the federal government is requiring all farm stock producers to report to the government to chip the animals with, you know, with a identification a chip, so that an animal can be tracked around the world, and there are massive reporting requirements for growers in order to create this all-seeing eye on every animal ever produced in commercial agriculture. This puts a huge burden on small family farming operations and ranching operations. And it is matters like this that keep being added to their list of to-dos that are just forcing them one by one out of business. Environmental groups say, a lawyer from an environmental group, I'm paraphrasing now, but he said, the great thing is seeing these ranchers ride off for their last time from their ranch. But he says, our victory isn't in making one guy write off. Our victory is ultimately seeing them all write off. One at a time, we'll take them down by making it so expensive they can't operate, waiting them out until they die, or just pressuring them until they give in. This is what's happening in rural lands across America. But when you examine smart growth, you see that the onslaught isn't going to be restrained to simply rural landowners. Today, most people don't feel the effect of what's going on in rural lands. But the ultimate goal of Sustainable Development Agenda 21 is to force people out of suburban housing and get them into the high-rise, stack 'em and pack 'em smart growth housing that are being developed by public-private partners of government in cities.
That's a whole other can of worms. Let me run you a case by you that actually launched my journalism career. Some years ago, my wife and family and I, we moved out north of Phoenix in the rural area, and we settled on, we didn't know it at the time, the state's largest water aquifer. And we have about an acre and a half, and we're in a subdivision of about 400 similar homes. We have horses out there and very rural lifestyle. Come to find out, we're about 6 miles adjacent to a Canamex corridor sitting on this water bonanza. And we're 22 miles north of an Air Force base, which conveniently, a year after we moved in, changed their flight paths directly over our house. They illegally and retroactively did away with our property rights. We have county overflights now that turn people in for building things like patios, a tool shed, putting in a pool. In other words, we can do nothing. If our homes burn down, we can't resell. If our homes have any kind of monsoon damage that requires a permit, we cannot repair. Do you think it's tied to this same agenda?
There's no question.
Yeah, that's what we think, too. Of course, I've been called a nut by our local media by linking this to the Canamex corridor, but there are four areas in Arizona, Michael, where I live, that have exactly the same parameters. Retroactive military overflights changing to restrict people's properties retroactively that lie adjacent to a Canamex. Makes the acquisitions costs lower, and over time, it will force all of us off of our land, and they won't have to pay a dime to get us off.
Well, I can't predict how that plays out, but specifically, you've characterized this as part of a New Mexico initiative. I will say much more appropriately, it is characterized as the Agenda 21 action plan. There is an action plan that works at the local level to globalize local government. And this happens in many ways, but one of them is the attack that comes from a multitude of places, whether it's NGOs or federal government agencies, state government agencies, et cetera, that make life for people not living in these new stack 'em and pack 'em housing situations bear more and more pressure. And that pressure is only going to rise, and unless we know its source, we're not going to be able to stop it.
Well, most people are totally ignorant to it. I mean, I'm aware because of what's happened to myself and my community. Smart growth in Phoenix, Arizona is the same as smart growth in Denver, Colorado.
Sure.
But most people are totally unaware of how far this has gone. What do you think the reason is behind wanting to keep us away from the resources and herd us into densely populated areas?
What's the reason?
Yeah, is there an overreaching, overriding reason?
Well, you know, we can approach that from several levels, but I think from the simplest perspective, the reason is that evil exists. And most Americans today have concluded that evil doesn't exist, and so they are open to be suckers for this kind of program. This is the program of evil. It is designed to capture all human spirit while living, and put all people into either an enslaved society or into a serf society. It is just the old-fashioned lust for power. It's the lust to centralize authority, and that's the process that over the last 100 years, for which tremendous success has been made. And we have to start with the nature of our monetary system, which by its nature is designed to consolidate and concentrate economic power, which translates to political power around the world. So when we have this menagerie of families that combine to create the central banks in this country called the Federal Reserve, the globalist banking institutions that make money out of thin air and then loan it out to governments so that these families are perpetually wealthy, so wealthy they buy up industries like the media. They have now a position with academia where their programs are widely accepted. You see, it was Rothschild who said 250 years ago, he says, let me make the money, and I care not who makes the laws. That, of course, is because those with that centralized money force can make the laws and take us down this path, this action plan called Agenda 21.
Absolutely, no question. When we come back from the break, Michael, I'd like to explore how educational institutions are embracing Agenda 21. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Michael Shaw after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Thanks for staying with us, and welcome back to the Common Sense Show. My special guest tonight is Michael Shaw, and we're discussing the far-reaching implications of Agenda 21. And Michael, it was about 5 years ago in the community college district in which I teach in. I was invited to a presentation by ASU, Arizona State University, as they were rolling out their undergrad and graduate programs in sustainability. And they were using global warming and all the bad things that are associated with that as the reason why we have to change. But one of the things that really caught my ear was they said in social studies classes in K through 12, We need to stop teaching American students about American exemplarence. In fact, the quote was, we must de-emphasize the notion America's better than anybody else. What's your take on what's happened with Agenda 21 in our public education system?
Well, it's totally inundated. As I already said, all federal departments, whether we're talking Department of Agriculture, anything in the Department of Interior, including the Department of Forestry, the Department of Urban Affairs, the Department of Defense, the EPA, all of it is that way. But there's no example that is greater or more offensive than the Education Department's example. All of this is coming from the Department of Education. And what has happened to our schools is they are designed to transform the children into believing they are global citizens. And you say, oh, that's a bit bizarre. I can't believe that would be the case. I send my children to school, and they're not turning into global citizens. Well, last year, a poll, and I'm sorry I've forgotten the pollster's name, but a major poll said that over 50% of the graduates of last year's high school graduating classes and last year's college graduating classes identified themselves as global citizens. Now, what that means is that our children are being educated in terms of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. This is a document that the Republican Party is committed to making the universal document of governing authority. Now, what that means is that the notion of unalienable rights is forever to be politically forgotten. That is the danger of what Agenda 21 poses. And the threat of Agenda 21 is evidenced no place better than in your child's fifth grade classroom. Because our schools are indoctrinating our children to global citizenship. Our children are not learning the principles of American heritage. The principle, the greatest achievement of mankind, which was the Declaration of Independence, which for the first time in human history acknowledged that human beings exist with certain unalienable rights about which government does not rule. But of course, Agenda 21 teaches us that there is a consortium of powerful people around the world that run an international government organization, and they will determine what your rights are and when you can exercise them and when they need to be withdrawn.
Aren't you speaking about the shift in this country from constitutional law to communitarian law?
Well, I think that's one way to describe it. It's also going from a basis in solid common law to a system of civil law, often proposed by libertarians. But civil law, again, is law made by man that can overrule a higher law.
We're going to pick that up right after we come back from the break. Important point. Let's explain the terms to our listening audience. Stay tuned, everybody. Back with Michael Shaw in hour number two.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.